Now, Dr. Jones, could you tell me what exactly is sexology?
Well, first of all, sexology is, you know, different than sex therapy or, you know, like marriage and family therapy, in that, the way I explain it to people is that I'm kind of an adult sex educator, so I don't delve a lot into people's psyches. So I do a lot of education. So I have a lot of referrals from gynecologists, family practice doctors who send patients to me. And then I also just have a lot of people who come to the workshops and then end up coming to see me just one or two visits with me. They just kind of need help with anatomy or communication issues, things like that. It's a quick fix. So kind of a fun job.
How did you get interested in sexology?
Well, that is kind of a unique story, and that's kind of where the Mormonism part comes in. When I first started, I was actually serving in Young Women, and we were up at girls' camp, and all of the girls were kind of tucked in their cabins, and a bunch of the leaders were sitting around the campfire talking. And as you can imagine, it was kind of rare, but the talk turned to sex. And some of the women talked about how they were unhappy in their marriages in regards to intimacy or felt like it was for procreation only. And I don't know why my husband and I kind of got lucky in that field, but I didn't feel that way at all. And so I went home and talked to him and just said, you know what, I really feel like I need to do something about this. And he said, okay, great. What do you want to do? So we researched different avenues, and I decided that sexology was the way to go. And so he supported me in going back to school. But I didn't really tell anyone what I was doing for fear of how people would react, mm-hmm. that I was serving in Young Women at the same time that I was working on getting my master's degree and then my PhD in sexology. And then as I, of course, was getting my degree, then I ended up being called to serve as a state Young Women president. So it was even worse because then I thought, oh my gosh, can I out myself that I'm getting this degree in sexology? So I just really pulled kind of a really close inner circle what I was doing. And as you can imagine, some people were really shocked, and there were, you know, I did lose some friends over it, you know, that just didn't understand, but I could go do all of that and still keep my temple recommend or, you know, be a good member of the church. And that was hard. It was really hard, but it just made me even more determined to continue what I was doing because I realized, you know, the people that didn't understand what I was doing, I think it's fear of the unknown, I guess, or fear of not being able to talk about sex, fear of not understanding what I was doing, and how could I still have a testimony of the gospel also at the same time enjoying sex, you know? Because it seems like an oxymoron, but it's not. And then I did tell my stake president so he would know. Mm-hmm. And he said, great, I trust you. I know what you're doing. You know, I think it's fantastic. And that was kind of my second reason in sticking to it, is I just really saw the importance of parents educating the youth, not just in our culture, in the Mormon culture, but everywhere. So we just need to do a better job of talking to the youth about sex and the importance of sex, and not just sex, but intimacy and how to treat each other.
So I kind of fit in the age demographic that you're talking about. I mean, I'm 19 years old. And so do you feel like people my age truly have a good understanding about sex and intimacy?
Oh, absolutely. They don't. And that's why I have a job. Because, you know, and I'll give you an example, really, truly. You know, there was a couple that I had that were virgins when they got married, and they came to see me, and they really honestly did not know the mechanics of it, really, truly. And I think it was one of the most shocking things that I had seen, especially that we live in such a sexualized world. But they really, truly just did not know how anatomically things went together. They didn't get it. And so, I pulled out all of my flip charts and everything to show them, and I kind of was dumbfounded because I thought that is something really, truly basic that you should be talking about, you know, as you're talking to your daughter about the wedding night. You know, we don't tell her, hey, you know what? It's not like movie sex. It's not just like the television or movies where you roll over and your hair is perfect still and you've had a really great time and you're so in love. It doesn't work that way, you know? Those are the people I see that come in and they're like, wait, it didn't work like The Notebook or some of these other movies that we see.
And on January 31st, February 1st, and the 2nd, Dr. Melissa Jones, who calls herself the Mormon sexologist, will be giving her classes. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.